establish a time.
I do too, really. All those other prophecies are meaningless if we can't find out when it's going to happen.
Oh, don't say meaningless, Melchior. An event of such magnitude will certainly be important no matter when it takes place.
But important to someone else if it happens after our lifetime.
No, that event will be important to all people who ever have or ever will live, no matter when it takes place. Why, if we didn't believe that, Melchior, it would be of no use for us to study these prophecies. They were given to the Hebrew race, and it is the Hebrew scriptures that we're studying, and we're certainly not Hebrews.
No, Caspar, we're not Hebrews, but sometimes I wonder if we are wise men, as we're called, if we can't figure out the time. Surely, with all the prophecies concerning the birth of the Savior, there must be one somewhere to tell us when to expect it. Come, let us review them again.
Well, the first prophecy was given by God to Adam and Eve. Actually, it was spoken to the serpent, or devil, but the promise was for Adam and Eve and all mankind. Now, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Then there was Balaam, who said, "And there shall come a star out of Jacob." I wonder if there's any special significance to the use of the word star.
Oh, Balthazar, just because you're an astronomer. You know which prophecy I like best? Isaiah's. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Such majestic-sounding names.
I suppose that every Israelite woman since Eve has hoped that her son would be the one to bruise the head of the serpent.
Yes, yes, but what we must search for is some statement, some fact that will give us the approximate time of this great event.
Now let us divide the scrolls among us, and if we search diligently, surely we'll find something. Here. Balthazar, come here. I found it. At least I think so.
Well, read it to
us. Yes, read it.
Well, it was written by Daniel. Now listen. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks." Well, that's it, isn't it?
Messiah, the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, the Mighty God. Yes, I'm sure they all refer to one and the same.
And there is a time element there. 7 weeks and 62 weeks from the time that the restoration of Jerusalem was authorized. If my memory serves me correctly, this commandment or authorization was given by Artaxerxes about 450 years ago. Well, I guess I was wrong.
No, maybe not. We found, remember, that the Israelite writers, when prophesying of some future event, used the term day when referring to a year. Therefore, 7 and 60 and 2 would be a total of 69 weeks, or 483 prophetic days, or 483 literal years.
If this Messiah is to come 483 years after Artaxerxes' permission to restore Jerusalem, then it isn't quite time yet for his birth. For the command was given only 450 years ago.
You're right, except for one small detail. Does his coming mean his birth or his anointing? If it means his birth, then the time would have to be a few years away. If, however, it means his anointing, then his birth could be at any time now, for the Hebrews anoint their priests only after they've become, in mind and body, a man.
Oh, yes, that's so. Yes. But I'm still intrigued by the expression of Balaam, a star. Let us observe the stars and study them. Perhaps...
My, Mary, but you do sound happy this morning.
Oh, I am. You'll never guess.
Oh, I don't know. Usually that kind of happiness in one of your age means just one thing. Are you and Joseph?
Yes. Oh, yes. Last night he told me that he loved me, and he asked
me... But, Mary, will your parents approve?
Oh, I'm sure my parents will approve. How could they help it? He is so good and kind, and he isn't that much older. And I love him so. And oh, I'm so happy.
Then I'm happy for you.
Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Who art thou?
Fear not, Mary. For thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever.
How shall this be, seeing that I am not yet married?
The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the child which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
But I told you I am not married.
With God, nothing is impossible.
Behold, I am but the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. He's gone. Disappeared. He was an angel. The Lord has chosen me to be the mother of the promised one. Honor of honors. My son shall be the Son of the Highest, the Son of God. My son shall... Oh, I am not worthy to be the mother of the Son of God. He shall be King of Israel. Oh God, help me to be worthy. King. Savior.